Me and you, I'll introduce you.
Okay.
You can go first.
That's Banquet. And I'm Lights.
Yeah, we have Banquet Lights here. They're a new band. New as in...
As in pretty recent. Couple of months, yeah.
Couple months. So they started in January, I'm assuming.
More like end of February.
Yeah.
We're splitting hairs here. They're based in Vancouver. They are having their first ever gig.
Second
ever gig. What was the first one? Was it a wedding?
No, yeah. Funeral.
Whoa.
No, it was here. It was at the Pit.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
I think I've seen a photo of it.
Yeah.
I know all about this. Never mind. Anyway, we're listening to Radio Pizza Party. This is a show where we talk to interesting people. Two of those interesting people are in the studio right now. Maybe there's one more who is listening in and is really throwing me a curveball. One of the things we like to do on this show is read the news.
Yeah.
It's a mainstay of our program. We like to talk about news, so let's talk about the news.
Our actual names. I'm Alex, and that's Lucas. It's good to be back.
Alex is a long-time first time of the show. Lucas has been on the show in a very...
I was an intern once.
Yeah, he was undercover.
Yeah, but now I'm moving up. I got promoted.
He's moving on.
From the mailroom.
To the real world.
Yeah,
you did the mailroom scene from Elf.
Grew up washing dishes, and one day I'll own the place.
You can do it. Yeah. All right, here's the news theme song. All right, our first piece of news this week. McDonald's has introduced a Nanaimo Bar McFlurry for people who have neither self-respect or taste. What do you guys think of the Nanaimo Bar McFlurry?
Haven't had it, want to have it, love Nanaimo bars. This is the last episode I was on, we talked about McFlurries.
Now we're talking about Nanaimo Bar McFlurries. Everything's coming
Nanaimo
full
Bar
circle.
Nanaimo Bar McFlurries?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you just said
You know what?
Nanaimo
I think I've
bars.
Had one. It has like the chunks are kind of like the bottom of the Nanaimo Bar.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. It's good.
I don't like Nanaimo bars.
Oh, well.
And I won't have guests that like Nanaimo bars.
Okay, well, so we'll show either, ourselves out.
Yeah, you have to either renounce your love of Nanaimo bars or... There's the door, guys.
Big fan of putting Nanaimo bars in the fridge, too, so that they get, like, the chocolate gets
putting
hard.
Nanaimo bars.
All right, I'll see myself out again.
Okay.
I'm a fan.
Yeah. It's.
I haven't tried the McFlurries.
Have you tried any McFlurry?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, the real question is, would you... It's a yes for me. Would you pick this over a classic? If you're going for a McFlurry right now, would you try the new one or stick with Oreo or Smarties?
I like to think I'm spontaneous, and I'd try the new one. And if I didn't like it, I'd go back to the classic.
What's your classic?
You
never specified.
I feel like this is a loaded question because I was in the debate last time.
You were.
Yeah, in the last episode.
I'm checking to see if your answers line up.
I was a Smarties with caramel sauce guy.
Ooh,
for a
I didn't
while.
Custom.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could do that.
Oh, yeah. They used to be able to, you could put caramel or chocolate or, no, not, or even strawberry? Am I making that up?
I don't know,
you
maybe.
Could pick your sauce, not just your topping.
Yeah.
Or, you know, main
chunks.
Chunk, yeah.
Yeah. Oreo's pretty hard to beat, though.
Yeah, Oreos is a classic.
I mean, I like the M&M. I like that crunch in my ice cream. You know, like my favorite kind of ice cream is Moose Tracks. I like when there's stuff in it, like that you can really chomp down on.
Hell yeah!
Speaking of chunks of stuff, what would you guys think of like a Campbell's Chunky McFlurry?
I'd pass.
Like if you get a beef and barley McFlurry.
It's ice cream, like a root beer float, but there's ice cream in the soup.
Yeah, like there's a big scoop of soup.
Try anything once, you know? Yeah. I like ice cream, and I like Campbell's soup.
Only if there's Alphagetti's in the McFlurry, I'll try that.
Be up for that. I know somebody who, they're Scottish, and they grew up in a town that had a fish and chip shop, and you could bring in anything you wanted, and they would batter and deep fry it.
Wow.
Speaking of custom things.
What about like a golf club?
What about your own fish?
Oh, I'm hearing now that they would actually do that if you had asked them. Huh. It would have. Could the fish be alive at the time? They're not sure. We'll have to get back to them on that. We'll find out after the break. All right, second piece of news. Also McDonald's related, funny enough. McDonald's in Ottawa has ceased being open for 24 hours after 7 police calls in 1 year to that McDonald's.
What happened?
Any number of things, 700 times.
Number of things.
Yeah, 700. The police were called there 700 times. 700? Windows were broken.
Oh.
700 times.
All in like a short span of time or over a long time?
Over a year.
So
twice
so
a day,
acted...
police
Wait,
were
what?
Called to this McDonald's.
Did you say 7 or 700?
700 times.
Oh, I thought you said 7. That's not a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure every McDonald's in the world is like, that's like the baseline. Yeah, yeah,
maybe
700.
If it was like 7 times in an hour, I could see that being enough. But
do you think more than calling the police almost twice a day is...
Okay,
that's
where Lucas is coming from. Say if something happens in this day and age, multiple people will be calling 911. You know,
yeah.
It's not like one incident, one caller. Say if right now in the nest outside somebody passed out, I imagine that like at least 5
probably,
people.
Probably around 7.
Especially if it was like a packed day, a lot of people would call 911. I think it boosts the numbers.
This isn't like individual people calling. This is like dispatches too.
Oh.
Because like if, good point, but like if I saw somebody fall down the stairs and like 10 people called 911, they wouldn't send 10 ambulances.
I mean, can't confirm.
All right, let's find them. Let's each call an ambulance.
911 on the line right now.
Who's our caller? 911. Hello.
What? In Ottawa?
In Ottawa. Huh. The biggest town in Canada, as it is the capital.
Some rowdy parliament members.
Is it the biggest?
No. Not even close.
Well, that's what you said. Sorry.
Welcome to the show. You're going to get tricked and fooled.
Didn't mean to shut you down like that in your own show.
Do you vouch for this guy there, Alex?
I do. You know,
I know he's been in Spain or wherever.
Yeah.
He's got a nice tan.
I'm pretty cultured, if you
Learned.
Didn't know.
He's like yogurt over here. He's so cultured.
Damn.
Mr. Probiotics sitting across from me here.
Yeah, we're a strictly probiotic band.
Good.
We
Good to hear.
It.
We'll talk about the band later.
Oh, okay.
I want to talk about your personal lives right
okay,
now.
Okay.
Speaking of which, another piece of news. Grumpy Cat died.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm upset a little bit.
I would describe myself as grumpy about it.
But well, I wouldn't say I'm... I don't know.
I guess grumpy is...
Yeah, it's like...
I'm agitated if somebody would make fun of Grumpy Cat right now.
Yeah.
I'd be grumpy about that.
Yeah.
It's but,
like such an iconic meme that we had growing up.
I know.
It's like one of the foundation ones.
He's part of the old guard, as I say.
Yeah.
The Generation Z zeitgeist.
Yeah. Grumpy Cat would be on the Generation Z Mount Rushmore.
It's sad... But I was. It was much harder for me when Keyboard Cat died.
Yeah.
Play
him out.
Yeah, play him. Play him off, Keyboard Cat.
The thing is, Keyboard Cat. I feel like people didn't find out Keyboard Cat died until much later. Mm. Like Keyboard Cat was dead before people were like, "Oh no."
He's a humble cat.
Yeah,
that's
like,
true.
Like
Keyboard Cat didn't claim fame. You could buy like Grumpy Cat mints. Grumpy Cat like.
Yeah, he's
air freshener.
Commercialized.
Yeah.
Was there not another famous meme cat that died like a year ago or
Garfield?
Something? No.
That's our Scottish correspondent
Garfield
calling in.
We'll live forever.
Yeah.
There was another.
She's just gonna go off and rudely interrupt and then and then do some research, I think. But who else? If we're doing the Gen Z, which is what we're a part of,
I'm not. 96, baby. Last of the millennials.
All right. Who defines that, really? Because I'm a 96. I don't know.
I hear the actual thing is, do you remember when 9/11 happened?
I don't.
That's the turning point?
Yeah. I
Let's not talk too much about 9/11 on this college comedy show here.
Generation Z zeitgeist? I think, well... There's the things like say like Fortnite and stuff.
That's the next generation.
Yeah,
like Fortnite and Logan Paul are on their Mount Rushmore.
The dab. One of them is dabbing. One of the Mount Rushmore is dabbing.
But who is like it can't just be the act of it. I'd say What about one of the epic rap battles of history, guys?
Oh, yeah.
Dabbing.
I don't know what they... I couldn't tell you what they looked like.
Me neither, but it's it'd be them dabbing. So we have two more to fill, and one of them's a double, so we're really going to overload Mount Rushmore.
I feel like Bad Luck Brian was one of ours.
Oh.
That's
such a...
Can we do like a multi-one that's just all of those type of memes?
Good luck, yeah. Greg.
Where it's like the top text, bottom text. The guy who put his hand across his hand, across his face.
Sometimes I blank.
Oh, the Dos Equis guy. Remember the most interesting man in the world?
Yeah.
I'd put the Old Spice guy above him, though.
Oh, that.
Yeah,
that
I think the Old Spice guy has had more
Which
lasting.
One, though?
The Smell Like a Man, the original.
Not Terry Crews.
Not Terry Crews.
His name's like Isaiah something.
Okay, yeah.
Perhaps Terry
Crews. I'm on a horse.
Yeah.
That one was a classic. I remember kids talking about that all the time in like grades 9 through 11. Oh, there we go again.
Key and or Peel.
Yeah.
That was a big chapter.
All right, we got a packed Mount Rushmore here. We're going to have to move it to Mount Everest. All right, that's been some news.
Mount Rush even more.
Mount Rush most.
Name the current one Mount Rush less.
Ooh. Got him. Got him.
All right.
This has been News to Discuss. What's this? What's going on here? We have a phone call coming in. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Who is this?
This is Gar calling from the UK.
Gar?
Garth.
Garth?
Garth, yeah.
Hey, Garth, how are you doing?
I'm just calling from the UK, and you're just talking about millennials.
Kind of. We mentioned them.
Well, it seems like there was a lengthy discussion on it. I'm just up from my flat, and I heard it, so I wanted to put my 2 cents in.
Right on.
Don't you mean your 2 pence?
Well, the expression is 2 cents, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Well, what have you got to say about millennials there, Goth?
Well, I'm a Twitch streamer, so that's probably the most millennial of pastimes there
are. It's a real Zoomer thing.
What's a Zoomer?
Generation Z.
We're Zoomers?
Yeah. Okay.
I have a couple of friends that are...
Twitch streamers?
No,
Zoomers?
But they look at it. You know,
I think it's
I feel
a
like it's a fairly
us.
Mixed bag.
What do you stream, Garth?
Oh, I stream all the classics, Fortnite, I'll do Rocket League, all those classics.
Is that the one where you drive a car and play soccer?
Yeah. Like the hardest part is sticking your foot out the window.
Nice one.
What it is. It's cost. It's like your car is the sock, is the foot.
Right.
You want so to say.
You're right.
So I just want to. One of you mentioned 9/11.
Yes, we did.
And you said if you remember 9/11, you're a millennial.
That's the unofficial people who decide that's one of the. I think it was at like the general age of when internet came into your household and whether you name 9/11, there's all these like loose criteria of what makes a millennial for the people who are in that like 94, 95,
96, 97. Okay. So I personally, I don't remember 9/11, but I know I was at least 15.
You were 15 and you don't remember 9/11.
I guess what it's like, if it's not that crazy in certain places.
You're a Zoomer.
It just kind of blooped out, you know.
Okay. Is Alex? Is this like some kind of Jeff Foxworthy? Like, if you don't remember 9/11, you might be a Zoomer.
I don't know. I don't know who that is.
You might be a redneck. So, Garth, tell me more about yourself, other than the fact that you were 15, 19 years ago. And now you are a Twitch streamer.
Correct.
What do you do for money?
Twitch streaming mostly, honestly. I, I, it, You know, it's kind of like that gig economy. I also drive for Uber on the evenings if I need a little bit of extra money. Just sort of bits. I do graphic design work for some of my friends and kind of, you know, word of mouth. But bit of this, bit of that.
Right on.
Yeah.
Cool.
Neat.
Neat.
Yeah.
Cool. Got anything else to tell the world there, Garth?
Well, I just wanted to say, as a lifelong fan of Banquet Lights.
Hey. Our first one.
Well, no, I lifelong. I know lots of people who've been involved in it, you know.
Banquet Lights?
As far as I knew, it was just the two guys I got sitting in front of me here.
Yeah, as far as we knew, too. So,
maybe there's another band and we're copywriting.
I guess I'm just nearly saying I know lots of fans of you guys. You're big out here in Bristol. We're gonna miss you, your hometown heroes, but it's been great.
I think you might have a different Banquet Lights.
No, I think he's got the right one.
Yeah,
yeah.
Can you name some Banquet Lights songs that we might know?
Well, there's a few.
Good. Can now name them.
I'm not your fucking monkey.
Really? You are a foul-mouthed monkey, that's for sure.
I would say, like, Jump Around is a good one.
Jumble what?
Jump Around.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Okay.
You know, our classic hit from the 90s.
Yeah.
Jump Around.
No, you guys do a different version.
What's different about the Banquet Lights version?
Well, it's minor key, first of all.
Okay.
As well as a few other things.
you're
He's got us there.
Yeah. Bang on.
Yep.
I mean, I'm not a musician. I'm a Twitch streamer.
That's true, and you don't, like, stream yourself playing guitar. We've established that you play Fortnite.
I'm playing Fortnite and playing Rocket League.
What about Rock Band?
How come there's no Twitch streamers doing a Rock Band? Seems like that would be a good
I think there's Twitch streamers doing everything.
Yeah.
That's true.
You should try. Yeah. You should start it.
That's how Post Malone started playing the guitar. It was on Rock Band, and he wanted to learn the real thing.
Well, there you go.
Oh, quick little fact for you.
You could be the next Post Malone there, Garth.
Yeah, I could be, like, playing Rocket League, and then I get in a car, and I just go into a football match and start, you know, butting around, you know?
That might have more repercussions.
Yeah.
Well, I'd ask everyone first, of course.
Oh, okay, well, then it's fine.
You ask that. They say yes. That's cool.
Yeah, like if they'd know they would know the friggin' they would know what would happen, you know.
Yeah.
They knew that there was going to be a rocket car hurtling across the pitch.
They wouldn't know when. I wouldn't tell them when.
I don't know if that
might make it a little more complicated.
But you give them a form, you say, at some point in the next, you know, season, this is going to happen. And
You're not even going to specify which game you're going to do this on.
Oh, no. It could be the final match, you know, the championship, and they would have to just kind of have to deal with it.
Would you put a jersey on the car?
Well, I mean, if I had enough time, you know,
if you wait till the final, you're sure to have enough time.
Yeah, that's true.
What I was going to ask is, are you going to enter as, like, are you going to be on one of the two teams, or are you going to enter as a third party? And if so, where would your net be?
Like a referee.
I'm going to be I'm going to be on the referee's team is the goal there. Mm. So I'm technically a referee, but I'm also playing. I'm going to kind of rewrite the rules.
Ah.
More of an officiating car on the pitch.
An umpire, perhaps.
Yeah.
Well, more of a referee. That's of an umpire. That's a different sport, love.
Don't flirt with my guests here, if you don't mind.
I can't help it.
I know they're good looking. I know they're band players, as you like to call them over there.
nothing to do with their looks or their talent.
Then why are you flirting with them? Why can't you help it?
It's just a sheer animal magnetism. Mm.
Right. Well, on. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Garth.
I'm into it.
Garth?
Yeah, so that's me. That's my situation.
Well, that's good.
It was good to hear from you.
Yeah, do you have any other questions for us? Or are you just...
You have any requests for our next show?
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking you guys could maybe go on Joe Rogan. I think that would really help your career.
Oh, yeah.
I like that idea.
People, call up our buddy Joe.
Lots of people go on, watch it. Lots of viewers on that one.
Yep.
Yeah, it does.
Yep. All right, we're going to let you go there, Garth.
All right, boy. RPP for life.
Ha ha ha. Thanks.
Top of the morning.
Top of the morning. All right, that was Garth. Not a fan of his. Not a fan of what he does.
But a fan of ours.
He's a fan of yours.
I think we have to differentiate ourselves that we love our fans as a whole, but maybe not as individuals. Some of them could be bad people.
That's a very good one to say. You can't say, I love every single one of you. Mm. Like, if you're at a big show in front of, like, 20,000 people, you'd be like, I love you guys generally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like, some of you guys might not be great, but...
We love you as a concept. Yeah. Thanks for supporting us.
Like, supporting the troops.
Yeah.
I love my fans, air quotes. And then you walk off the stage into your waiting helicopter. All right, we're going to go to a song.
Okay.
We have a very special performance that we're just going to get ready to go here. It's going to be Banquet Light's first broadcast live on-air acoustic sesh.
And try our best.
That they're just going to get going here.
Full disclaimer, I'm kind of riffing on IKEA.
Some IKEA little
drum set.
Like
it's an IKEA drum set?
Bongo set, and one of them is like fully ripped.
So you're on a bongo. You weren't even on the bongos.
Yeah. A singular bongo.
Okay, the guitar is sounding good in my ear holes.
All right.
How's the...
Sounds good. Okay, I'm just going to turn that mic down a little bit.
We might, yeah.
Okay.
Ready to go, Lucas?
What's this song called? Let me intro it.
It's called Heaven in a Hatchback.
This song is called Heaven in a Hatchback. This is Banquet Lights live at CITR. Take it away, boys.
She threw her Vans out the moving window, and I threw up Alberta Pure.
listening to Radio Pizza Party on 101.9 all summer long. Should've known we'd never get far. Still, we tried to find heaven in a hatchback, and all our songs were redemption songs. She says, I don't take those blues anymore. I'm surprised I did before. When we tried to find heaven in a hatchback, Janie, my words are never wrong. You know, I don't take those blues anymore, but I really did before. Well, thank you.
I have Alzheimer's disease. My diagnosis has let me get on with my life my way.
The more we learned about my grandfather's dementia, the more we could face the future and make plans.
My husband Tom and I spoke to our doctor right away.
I have Alzheimer's, but it doesn't have me.
I faced it.
So can you.
For more information about early diagnosis, visit alzheimer.ca.
There's only one way that old clunker is going to make you feel good again. Donate it to Bullying Canada. Check this out. Free towing or pickup of your old vehicle, a tax-deductible receipt, and a super easy process. Online at bullyingcanada.ca. Get rid of that old vehicle and feel good about supporting real solutions for change in your community. Donate your old or used vehicle to Bullying Canada today. Full details online at bullyingcanada.ca.
Ship out there will be smashed to bits. Use your emergency equipment.
It won't work. Nothing works. It's got to. It's no use. Everything seems to be stuck.
My life's worth a try anyway. Come on, fellas. You can make it.
Just listen to this. Spider-Man saves freighter. You can't tell me the captain couldn't have brought his ship in without the help of that publicity-seeking show-off, Spider-Man!
Don't get caught wasting power. Unplug cell phone, camera, and other battery chargers when charging is complete. Many electronic devices continue to use power even when you are not operating them. The amount of energy consumed by electronics in a year when they were not in use could power Whistler Blackcomb Resorts for 43 years. This Power Smart play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Explore the arts this winter at League Square Community Arts Village. They're offering an exciting lineup of visual and performing arts programs this winter, including capoeira, Brazilian dance, and martial arts for 3 to 12-year-olds. Parent and taught jam sessions, the iGirl Empowerment and Art Workshop for ages 9 to 12, and adult classes in digital photo editing and photography, just to name a few. Registration is available online at experienceit.ca or call 604-927-7529 for a full listing of arts and culture programs in Port Coquitlam. For more information on Lee Square, please visit portcoquitlam.ca/arts or call 604-927-8400.
Three women, dressed in lingerie, were hanging from the ceiling on meat hooks. In an adjacent room, a man was in bed with two deceased females, also wearing lingerie. He positioned their arms in a sexy embrace. Down the hall, a man holding a chainsaw stood over the motionless body of a sixth woman, lying on a table covered in plastic. These are scenes from a popular music video by a Grammy Award-winning artist. If we want violence against women to stop, shouldn't we stop treating it like entertainment? Join the conversation at #NotOkay.
All right, we are back with Radio Pizza Party. We just heard the inaugural live broadcast performance of Banquet Lights. We're going to commence the official interview of Banquet Lights, the landmark band from Vancouver, BC. What does your band name mean?
Should we tell them or should we leave it up to speculation?
Yeah, what do you think it means?
Yeah. Wait, have you told them before?
No, I haven't told them before.
Oh, okay, okay, all right.
I am not from a banquet family. We didn't go to banquet halls. But I'm assuming that they're well lit so that you can see all of the food.
Super lit.
Yeah. Yes.
That's, yeah.
They are well lit both in atmosphere and in overhead lighting scenarios so that you can see all of the delicious food. Again, I've never been to a banquet. Wasn't allowed any of that in my family. I'm assuming you just remember them so fondly that you wanted to name your band after those lights.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's right. Yeah, bang on, I think. Yeah.
Wow. How do you think of your songs?
How do I think of them?
Yeah.
It just kind of happens. At least for me, I don't really try and write about anything too serious. Like the biggest thing for us when we were starting is just like having a good time. And we just wanted to kind of enjoy ourselves. And in other forms of art, I've certainly put in some heavier stuff of what's happened to me in my life, but these ones are all just about, you know, boys and girls and people and the summer and growing up, and it's just fun. And I kind of think about things that have happened to myself or any of our friends, and just kind of communal experience we've all had of you know, growing up together and the kind of stuff we've had and the relationships we've had, and I just kind of write them down. I'll think of an image, something that I like, some picture or something, and then write that down, try and translate it into a word, and then I send it to Lucas, and then Lucas puts a drum beat to it, and then we come back.
Lay down a fat beat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you lay down a fat beat for us right now with your single bongo? Just give it a shot.
I guess. I don't know. Yeah.
That's a good start. I'm sure we can add more to that later.
Yeah.
No. Because, I mean, that's what Lucas's process is, right? You start with that.
Yeah, you just got to start, and then you build on it. Yeah. And then so you get, like, you know what I mean? Like, you just fill in the notes.
Yeah, right now I'm not getting it. I'm sure it's easier when you have more than one drum, maybe a cymbal.
Yeah, yeah.
And a drumstick.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how do you write your songs? Do you use, like, a pen?
When classes were going on, I had a little notebook that when I would be in class, I'd kind of come up with something and write it down in there so that I can kind of put it down rather than have it stewing inside my head. I'm big on cue cards. It was like I was saying, I'll come up with a lot of these little images and then I'll write them out on cue cards and see if they can fit together at all. And some of them I'll have like some really good sentence that I really like, but they don't have any place in any of the songs. And then I'll write them out on my laptop and then rewrite them by hand and see what happens, and then just kind of go from there with very, very vaguely named files that I'll kind of forget, what is this? Why did I call it, like, ASDF more recent?
All right. Got any good tour stories?
Tours, oh.
This can be a band tour or a museum tour.
I've got a museum tour story. So my cousin, she lives in Paris. She's an archaeologist. And,
I'd like to hear more about that, but that we can talk about that later.
Oh, it's a tour thing.
A real archaeologist?
Yeah, real. I'm not kidding.
I didn't know those were real.
Yeah, she works at Sorbonne. And so she goes on, like, she loves museums and, goes on lots of museums tours. And you know how in museums they have the little guest books?
Yeah.
So her and her nerd archaeologist friends each have some sort of little symbol and, like, word that is their little signature, so when they go to these museum tours and they look in the book, they'll know that one of them was there because they don't tell them. And
whack.
Yeah, I think hers is like, her word is handball in Hungarian, and I don't know what her symbol is.
What's handball in Hungarian?
She's Hungarian.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's handball in symbol?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's a hand and a ball. It's right there.
Yeah, that's a museum tour story.
Cool. Lucas, you got any museum tour stories?
No, I don't think I've ever been on a museum tour. Like,
have you been on any kind of tour?
Define a museum tour. Is it a tour of several museums?
You
or
going
one
into
tour?
A museum and touring around on your own accord or with a group.
So just being in a museum is a museum tour.
No, it has to be at least guided. It could be one of those museum tours
was unguided, but
you just pick up the pair of headphones and then it like guides you through it. Or it could also be like a campus tour, I'm sure. We're all university students.
Yeah.
Did you tour campus?
I've been on walking tours. Those are pretty neat.
And bike
free
tours
ones too. Especially. I haven't been on like guided bike tours, but I've done a bike tour, like a trip.
De France?
Trip de France?
A tour de France.
A trip to bike.
That joke was a tour de force. Classic.
Yeah, but nothing crazy.
All right.
I don't have any wild tour stories.
Yeah, I don't have any archaeologist signature stories.
Wow. Really not pulling your weight here.
We haven't done any tours. We've practiced in different places. That's pretty close.
What's the craziest place you've practiced?
I guess the pit right before.
I would say at my old apartment with when all of our equipment was at the pit already, and so I was playing on an acoustic guitar, and Lucas lined up like the chairs as if it was the same shape as the drum set, but then used like the like pot coasters. Like the big coasters you have for your pots when they're hot.
Oh, yeah.
Like cozies, I don't know what they call.
Yeah.
Put them out so that when he hit them, it wasn't loud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
Yeah, that was wild.
Otherwise, it's just like Alex's house in Coquitlam, my house, my room, actually.
Whoa.
Or in the jam space here at UBC.
The jam space, yeah.
Nice. All right. I know that at least one of you guys is a big fan of Arcade Fire, so much so that he has a podcast about it.
Yeah.
So we're going to play a game called Arcade Fire or Arcade or Fire.
Okay.
All right, that's been the theme song for Arcade or Fire. I'm going to give you names of things, and you have to tell me if it is an arcade or a fire.
Gotcha.
The first one is St. Elmo's.
Fire. Both the movie with Emilio Estevez, the final of the Brat Pack movies, where it's their post college. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it, but I'm loving the recap.
Yeah, it's really good. It's kind of like the Breakfast Club or the Pretty in Pink or the 16 Candles characters, like how they kind of play the same characters in every movie, but it's not continuous, the John Hughes stuff.
Yeah.
It's all of them post university. Kind of like Winona Ryder in Reality Bites, but in the 80s. And St. Elmo's Fire isn't it something to do with boats and a mirage?
Yes, St. Elmo's Fire, bracket also St. Elmo's Light, is a weather phenomenon in which luminous plasma is created by a coronal discharge from a sharp or pointed object in a strong electric field in the atmosphere.
Gross.
such as those generated by thunderstorms or created by a volcanic eruption. Doesn't mention boats, so...
Oh, yeah.
Oof.
Egg on your face.
Yeah.
All right. Number two, Twin Galaxies.
I'll say it.
Arcade.
Yeah.
It is the biggest arcade in the world, I think. It's in Iowa, and that's where they set all the world records. It was in King of Kong. Remember that movie about King Kong? Donkey Kong.
King of Kong.
It was a movie about
documentary.
Yeah, the guy trying to set the world record, and then there's the other guy who... Do you remember that movie? There was the poster.
Guy.
There's a guy in it who's the villain, and it turns out he faked all of his world records.
Get out.
Yeah, I know.
He
had the high score in watching that movie, and people were like, how'd you do that? And that's when the House of Cards fell down.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
All right.
That was last. Like you had multiple show names within that sentence.
So yeah.
You said House of Cards. You said, Lucas said Get Out. Who's who of media?
A who's who of what's that?
God. I don't know. It was on second.
All right. Number three, The Great Michigan Blank.
Oh. That's got to be fire, right? The Great Michigan Arcade?
Yeah, I like it. That's like in Niagara Falls.
I'm lost. I retract my...
All right, he says fire, I say arcade. We're hedging our bets.
Yeah. All right.
Two options.
Who said which? You said fire, right?
Yeah,
Lucas,
arcade.
The one I'm pointing at
yeah.
in this audio program?
Yeah.
It was a fire.
Oof.
The Great Michigan Fire was a series of...
Eat your liver.
The Great Michigan Fire was a series of simultaneous forest fires in the state of Michigan in the United States in 1871. I had to pick an easy fire there. I didn't want one where too many people died. Mm. That one would have been way too sad.
Yeah, I would have been crying by now.
That's the last thing we want on this show. All right, we're going to play a game of what we like to call Would You Rather.
Okay.
But this one is all band themed. Oh, crazy.
Would you rather want to hurt me? Would you rather want to make me cry? Would you rather want to burn me? Would you rather want to see me fly?
Damn, I thought we were the band in this studio.
I know.
We were the musicians.
It's a classic Tristan Wheeler track. R.I.P. Tristan. I haven't heard from him since he left the show in disgrace about a month ago. If anybody's heard from him, please let me know. We're getting more and more desperate for any kind of communication. All right, first, would you rather play drums with shoes or play guitar with oven mitts?
Oh, easily drums with shoes.
Excuse me.
I'm sure people even do that. Play drums with shoes.
Yeah.
Wait, so it's like an either or situation. Like only one person has to suffer.
I think he's just saying in generally you
In general.
Play
this isn't like this me? Isn't like oh. you have to play a live show.
Oh, I see.
Let's say you're equally good at both.
Yeah, okay.
Would you rather play drums with shoes?
Yeah. Drums with shoes.
Because they're just like big sticks. Like you can just work with it. Whereas
especially if you get like
you
clogs or something that are wooden. That's pretty close to a drumstick.
Or even like flip flops would get a nice like whoosh.
Yeah.
I've often heard them called the snare of the shoe world.
Mm.
So I think you're right. But you will be playing with size 15 Doc Martens. Which I feel like could be a bit more.
I feel like if you turn them on their edge and you get like the sole, you can get like a point. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Yeah.
You could also honestly put your hands in them and donk, donk, donk. If you're playing just the bass drum in like an orchestra, you could instead of using those the sticks with the big marshmallow things on the end, you could just donk 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 with the Doc Martens.
Yeah,
that's true.
If you play with flip flops, you can get more whip.
Yeah,
they've got
like that
factor, like they recoil back in midair. And
they have one in Science World. It's not a marimba, but when there's lots of the tubes and you hit it with that flip-flop like thing, you have you ringing a bell. It makes like
That's like what the Blue Man Group used.
Yeah. Oh, it's like flip-flops.
100% shoes.
That's true. Do you think they were confronted with this question years ago?
Yeah.
And they were like, "All right, guys, we need something like big for our act.
Gun to their heads.
Do we?" Yeah. Play guitar with oven mitts.
And now they're a hit. Look where they are now.
Now they're a hit.
The question is, what was the would you rather for? Would you rather perform in wearing blue paint or?
I don't think it's actually
I don't think we want to go
paint.
There. What do you think they
people?
Use?
It's their hands, you can see, are like gloves or something.
Okay.
Yeah, and they've got like
so they
latex,
might be blue underneath, but they're wearing a suit.
It's plausible.
What if they painted their whole bodies blue? Like, what if, just in case they're on stage, one of them gets stuck on something, their entire outfit comes off, and they're only blue, like, a little bit on either side of their
clothing. I can see that.
I think...
Like, naturally blue above the head. Like, their skin is
their skin is blue. They've been...
And they just made the band to cover it up, yeah.
They're so hardworking in that Vegas industry. Do you think it's the same guys?
Every time?
It would be a very easy... place to have an understudy.
I don't think it is the same guys.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
They have auditions, I'm fairly sure.
Yeah, okay. Like, I mean...
It is a subplot in Arrested Development.
Did I? No. I think it was a YouTube video I saw. I was on a tangent one day.
I would kill to see a YouTube video of Blue Man Group auditions. Honestly,
you have to, like, learn
like
how to act like them.
An equal amount of guys would come in painted blue for the audition and not painted blue for the audition. Like, I wouldn't know what to do. Like, is it coming on too strong?
Yeah, it's very assuming if you're already in costume.
Yeah. All right. Would you rather play in front of 20,000 people or do a private concert for just Billy Joel?
Probably 20,000. I feel like it's... Actually, I don't know.
Well, you're not that big of a Billy Joel fan, eh, Lucas?
Well,
okay,
it's
let's
more so
let's,
the pressure.
Let's do your favorite singer, like the lead singer of Toto.
How about Lucas in front of the Black Keys?
Yeah,
that'd be a big one for you.
I'd be like fumbling around. I don't know. They seem like cool guys, but
yeah, it depends how cool they are.
It's pretty.
And how cool is Billy Joel?
Billy Joel is very cool.
He's the cool.
Or see, I've actually I've read an article from or a section of a book from Chuck Klosterman where he talks about how Billy Joel is really cool because he's not cool. Like it's never been cool to like Billy Joel. It's never been like yeah, I listen to Billy Joel, and that makes him like actually cool.
That's a good point. Do you think there's an inverse curve though? Like where's Neil Diamond on that? Because there's certain things that are just uncool.
Well, that's what people call the
Charlotte
guilty.
Diamond on that.
I don't know who that is.
Just squeezing pizza.
Yeah, she's a.
You don't know that one?
No, I don't listen to French things.
French immersion.
I think. Well, that's what people call a guilty pleasure.
That's true.
Where it's they're like, oh, it's not cool, but I love it. Where it's no, nothing guilty pleasure. Just live and breathe. I love you like me.
Living
Diamond.
And breathing are my guilty pleasures. if we're being really honest here.
I really like to indulge.
Sometimes I'll like to
take
a breath or two.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. We have an understudy who has not been let in the door. If one of my guests could run and let them in the door. We have let's be honest here. That,
still doing the interns.
That female voice you heard was an intern. She's here for college credit. Which is weird because she's in college.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when else would you get college credit?
I think in the States you can do internships for college credit.
Yeah, but that's when you're in college. It's like instead of a course.
No, in The Office they mention it because there's the episode of the job fair. Anyway.
Yeah.
This has been Would You Rather. We only came with two this week. I'm honestly not doing great without Tristan.
Well, all right, Jack. Would you rather give an RPP live episode to 20,000 people, or you and Tristan over there with not Mark Maron? What's his name?
Tristan and I would not do well.
20,000, 20,000, or 10,000 hours.
James Franco.
No.
Malcolm Gladwell.
Yeah, that's the one.
I would
Malcolm
not...
Gladwell sitting here, and you guys, 20,000 people live. Random audience. It's not like they came to see you. It's just like
these are just random people.
You're at a music festival. They came for the festival, and RPP is on. Would you rather do that, or would you rather for Malcolm Gladwell?
I would rather definitely do the live show. I don't think Malcolm Gladwell would like our shtick very well. I don't know. Like I haven't listened to Malcolm Gladwell's podcast in a while.
But see, the thing is, I imagine he's not going to boo you. Whereas with the live, like, you could lose the entire crowd, whereas Malcolm Gladwell is, like, there to attentively listen to you. And whether he likes it or not, you know, he'll give it a chance. Whereas the crowd could very soon just, like, you know, climb onto the stage and smash the microphones.
That's true. I mean, Malcolm Gladwell,
do you think
I
they
don't...
would get that angry?
I mean you've... <you're>... we've had guests before that have been sick of us. I don't think... Malcolm Gladwell would smash our stuff. That's true.
At least not physically. He might hit it up online and just smash you later on. Mentally.
Honestly, if he promoted us in any way, it would smash our listenership records, which is currently like upper millions per episode. But
I
think
they'd be like
Gladwell,
Malcolm Gladwell's least favorite podcast.
That's the best tagline we could hope to have.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, I think we're going to go for that. It's true. Lucas, do you have any would you rathers? Putting you really on the spot there.
Yeah. I won't do any iconic ones.
Just dead air.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's wrap this up. Too late.
Would you rather want to hurt me? Would you rather want to make me cry? Would you rather want to burn me? Would you rather want to see me fly?
That theme song ends really abruptly with 5 seconds of silence before the end of the track. All right. I think you guys have got two more songs in you.
We got two more songs in us.
I think we've got a little bit more live music, live over the air, so not quite,
Lucas,
to play for these people. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, more or less. As ready as we'll be.
All right. Whenever you're ready, let me know what these songs are going to be called.
This one's called A Year Ago, but these are very working titles.
Okay.
They're kind of, yeah, what I'll write on my file names, but we've never really had to come up with official names yet for all of them, so.
Maybe we can workshop that later.
Yeah.
Anyway, take it away.
Ready to go?
Ready to go.
Checkered vans and slip-on boots in dark hair than to no shirts and tattooed on this art of mine and earth. Flow speeding in time in love for the first time tonight, for the last time. If I'd have known a year ago I'd be going home alone, I should try and find my friends. If I'd have known a year ago I'd be going home alone, but it's too late for that. Last morning that I remember in Gastown in the rain, we said the things we have in common last beyond the summer. And then I said no, she said in sunglasses at night, with the things we have in common. If I'd have known a year ago I'd be going home alone, I should try and find my friends. If I'd have known a year ago I'd be going home alone, the sun's coming up. That night in Toronto she wore checkerboard. Funny how the night moves your best laid plans. That night in Toronto when we said goodbye, and in the bathroom by the bar we both broke down and cried. That night in Toronto, I hate that song. You know, I cut my hair and I'll never sing along. If I'd have known a year ago I'd be going home alone, I'd forget all my friends. I should have known a year ago I'd be going home alone. I think I hear someone calling me across the bar, and I really should have known.
Well, thank you.
Fantastic.
Yeah, these are acoustic versions. Come to the live show. We're a lot louder and just less coherent.
This is, I love this. Yeah, when can we see you guys? I think there's
on
one
on June 15th. We're playing at the Fringe Cafe on Broadway. It says cafe, but it's a bar.
A real sneaker there. Yeah.
We have a secret show coming up in July that hasn't been announced yet by the promoter, but stay tuned. Uh-huh. And then on August. On August either 6th or 9th, whatever the Friday is, we are playing at the Roxy Cabaret downtown, and fellow UBC band Christ Alrighty is opening for us.
All right.
That's August 9th.
Alrighty.
Okay, there we go. There's some synergy. What's this next one working titled?
Canadian Graffiti.
I like it. Classic.
All right. Ready to go, Lucas?
Yeah.
She said, hand me the ox quarter, Romeo, I'll play you the one you'll never forget. The window's down, so she puts her hair down and takes my eyes off the road. She says, you're still both 17 and somehow dying, but I don't mean that as a compliment. You know, I never found that very funny, but I think about it a lot. When you're winning some and losing, most time seems to slow right down. I've always kinda wished I was born in 100. horse town. When we're young and lonely, we know we want. She says she hates to go home alone. And you look in her eyes and she looks away. And I know that she's gone home alone too many times before. She says she would have liked to have known me when my hair was long. See it blow in the wind, but I won't grow it out for her or anyone. Not again. I tell her I miss my parents, I should call them. She says she hasn't seen hers in a month, so won't tell her I miss some more. Not for too many months. Carrie, the whole strip is shrinking and I've lost too many beginnings. You know, 5 years ago I hear it was really something. I've never drove a muscle car on a hot sequestered turnpike night, but I'll take you to the Evergreens, to the paradise by the northern lights. Pacific summers are pit stops on the sea to sky. I love you, my wheat-haired girl. I love you in this dangerous time. And even though I've never drove a muscle car on a hot sequestered turnpike night, we'll run to the Evergreens and the paradise by the northern lights. And I promise you the night, the sunlight, the midnight sun of the great Yukon, that's where we'll run the rising tide. Every song that I'll sing for your heart in the dark, the salty kiss from sleeping on the beach, the midnight sun will swerve all on the highway, the nights we spend in each other's arms on the road. I promise you the night, the sunlight, the midnight sun of the great Yukon, that's where we'll run the rising tide. Every song that'll sing for your heart in the dark, the salty kiss from sleeping on the beach, and you'll have snow in your hair. I couldn't resist it, the nights we spent in our arms on the road, just driving all night to Canadian graffiti, just driving all night to Canadian.
Last night, I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
If you're one of the millions of Canadians who experience depression, anxiety, or some other form of mental illness, there's a free course that can help. The Wellness Recovery Action Plan is an evidence-based program that works. It's based on the key concepts of hope, personal responsibility, education, self-advocacy, and support. The Canadian Mental Health Association is offering a free 3-day workshop specifically for family and friends. If you have a loved one who struggles with mental health challenges, this could help you maintain your Wellness as a supporter. The course runs from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. April 5th, 6th, and 7th. For more information or to register, call Monica at 604-341-6356. That's 604-341-6356.
What newspapers and magazines did you regularly read to stay informed and to understand the
I've
world?
Read most of them, again, with a great appreciation for the press, for the media.
But like, what ones specifically?
All of them.
Want to know more than Sarah Palin? Join CITR's Current Affairs Coordinator Alex DeBoer every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. in room 2514 in the AMS Nest to learn best practices for covering local current affairs topics for radio. The weekly training sessions will cover writing for radio, determining newsworthiness, media ethics, interviewing, writing balanced stories, and more.
That's right. When Super Giant Pizza. Give me pizza! P-I-Z-Z-A. Give me pizza! P-I-Z-Z-A.
It's been said that people disappoint, but pizza is eternal. That adage is being put to the test with Canadians weighing in on pizza, love, and slice etiquette. 6 in 10 Canadians have some type of relationship deal breaker when it comes to pizza, but 1 in 3 have no pizza love limits at all. The top deal breaker was eating pizza in bed at 18%, and closely behind was anchovies on pizza at 17%. Next up were picks the cheese off at 10, eats pizza with a knife and fork at 8%, uses too much garlic dipping sauce at 7%, puts pineapple on pizza at 6%, doesn't eat the crust at 6%, and eats it cold at 4%. So cuddle up on the couch and share some za and some love.
You are listening to Radio Pizza Party at CITR 101.9. We are broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia on the unceded territories of the Musqueam people. We're at CITR. What more can I say? This is the home of Nardwar. He chased Lil Uzi Vert across a parking lot last week.
Last week?
I think so. Whenever Rolling Loud was, he chased Lil Uzi Vert because he tried to run away from another interview.
Big news.
And then he ended up going doot doot loot doo to his security guard for like 5 minutes.
Short guy, but very nimble.
He's,
apparently.
Sprightly.
Uzi be nimble, Uzi be quick.
I was saying,
if you ask me.
Nardwar.
Oh, both. Uzi's a very short man. And also fat. Well.
Also.
Apparently he speaks very loudly.
Really?
Nardwar, yeah.
Nardwar is a loud man.
Yeah.
I saw him once in Zulu Records, and it was weird because his, like, the persona, like, it was, I've seen him around here a couple times where he's almost still in character, but saw him at Zulu Records once on 4th, and it was very much like a normal guy because he was talking to the person at the counter, and it was like, it was weird. It was like the veil was down.
Yeah, because he's apparently Zulu is like one of his spots that he goes to get all the weird records and stuff.
Mm.
So he must know them so well that like there's no, it's just John or whatever his actual name is.
John Nardwar.
John Nardwar, middle name Serviette. All right, so Radio Pizza Party, this is the show where we talk to interesting people, two of which are sitting next to me. We have an intern in here as well who is also interesting. You heard her.
Intern, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we have the interns are the people that sit in, maybe chime in a little bit.
I'm leaving.
People can't hear you, actually, because you don't have a mic.
I said I'm leaving if I'm being called an intern.
So, yeah, when you hear somebody who doesn't get introduced and they're just on the show for moments like that, that's one of the Radio Pizza Party interns.
Yeah.
And one of those, her name is Sophie. She's been on as a full guest before.
She's been on as a host.
She's been on.
I cannot believe I'm being demoted in this fashion.
Being an intern is not a demotion.
That's showbiz,
you
baby.
Pay your dues. Yeah. Do the road work.
Welcome to Radio Pizza Party.
Yeah, this is it's how the game works.
Work your way through the ranks.
You ever watch The Wire?
That's quality content. So far.
Let's not talk about backpacks on the radio.
Yeah, no. This next segment is whose backpack is that on this audio?
Whose chair is that?
Look at this thing, guys. So, yes. So one of our usual hosts is Radio Pizza Tristan, but Tristan's gone. And just while
good riddance.
It's something unpredictable.
Show some respect. He sent us a letter. An old man in a hat came by and handed it to me. It's on very yellowed paper. I'm just going to read it in my best Tristan voice here and just see what he's been up to in the big raunt.
Oh, yeah.
The big tro.
Tro. Hey, Jack and all my Radio Pizza fans. Being out in Toronto was great. I've been hard at work looking for a job, hitting the pavement, and really trying to get myself out there. It's hard, though, because whenever I go into a place of business, they're not hiring or they're intimidated by me.
Aww.
Such is the life of Tristan, I suppose. I've been doing a lot of writing. Check out my series on The Wire called Getting Wired. It's on Medium. I mean, it's not very good. And trying my best to become a professional writer.
All right.
It's very hard, however, and the pickings only get slimmer the more time goes by.
Huh.
I miss you out there, though. Not so much Jack not having the show properly organized. Weirdly written. Bad writer. I definitely miss the fans. I would be nothing without you. Hopefully the summer goes by smoothly without too much of a hitch on the old RPP front, because I don't find out until 9 p.m. Bracket, lol. Bracket, period. Also, if any listeners have any work leads for in Toronto, I'm really available. It seems that I can't be picky. I would prefer to have a job that keeps my dignity, but at this point I may have to deal with it. With cheese, Tristan Wheeler. P.S. Apparently my rent check bounced. Weird. So if you know any good bank/wire services, let me know.
Pretty wild that in the beginning there... Season one, Homer Simpson was in the studio reading the message, and then somehow it just
turned into like a Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah, seamlessly switched
Johnny Carson. So yeah, Tristan seems like he's not doing too great out in the old gray yonder.
In the Ront.
Have you guys been to Toronto? I've been once. I was really young.
I've been a couple times.
Cool.
We used to go for rowing.
Well, not to Toronto.
Well, we fly to Toronto. And then
fly to Toronto. You'd only drive out.
You'd go from Toronto to where's
Saint
where
Catharines.
The Saint Catharines?
Saint Catharines, Ontario, rowing capital of Canada.
Yep.
Why is it? Do they have a lot of long straight lakes?
No, they have one
pretty good. Well,
yeah, they
it's all right.
It's yeah.
They've got grandstands.
Yeah,
it's a big thing.
What makes it a lake good for rowing? Sheltered from the wind.
Yeah. Sheltered. Yeah.
2 kilometers
straight.
Even
I suppose.
Terrain under the water. So it's not fluctuating in how shallow or deep in different lanes.
It makes a difference for water speed.
Yeah. But the biggest one, honestly, is sheltered from the wind. If you look at, like, the Rio Olympics, it was in one of the worst possible places you can have it because the middle 1,000 meters opened up to a bay. And so it was just, like, the ocean blasting in.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Tell you what, that Rio Olympics, people don't talk about that enough. I feel like that just happened and then nobody talks about it anymore.
Yeah.
I mean,
what a shame.
What a shame.
I've had so many Rio 2016 Olympics facts ready to go.
Yeah.
I've been sitting on them waiting for someone to bring it up.
I've been chomping at the bit at parties. It's like,
nobody ever talks about that.
I need it to come up organically.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, now's your chance.
Yeah.
Do you remember the marathon? I know that happens.
It yeah,
yep.
Not the one in Rio. It's the marathon.
Just marathons.
Yeah, marathons.
Those
happen
all
the
time.
Just happened.
The
Vancouver marathon
I bet.
Just happened. Yeah,
yeah. The Vancouver
friends
one.
Racing.
Yeah,
really.
I was signed up for
what?
It,
where did they place in it?
All right. It was more like it was.
So
no,
they weren't
was,
on the podium.
It was
no,
first, second,
no, no.
Third.
Oh, never mind then.
It was more like doing it for their own personal growth.
I don't care if it's not. If your friends aren't on the podium. Don't talk to me.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool with
they
the marathons. That, like, this is, I'm pretty sure the Vancouver is one of the feeder ones to the big ones.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
To the Boston.
Yeah, Boston's invite only.
Yeah, you have to get a ridiculous speed to qualify. It's like 3 hours.
But which, I mean, they all have it.
Yeah.
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 Everybody has to run 3 hours. To compete in Vancouver too?
Well, you have to go 42
no,
kilometers.
No, the people who
yeah, you can't just run 3 hours and then
like the people
that
win
makes
here
yeah that makes
to go
more
to Boston
sense.
Clear that up for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes more sense to me. My parents have been trying to get into the London Marathon for about 5 years.
Really?
I haven't done it.
My mom's run it 5 times.
Intern chiming in with a little humble brag there about her mom.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Can't confirm or deny.
Yeah, I know. There's not really bringing a lot of proof here. I'd like to see 5 finish line photos with the newspaper from that day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See what I'm about.
Well, all right. I think we're going to finish up the old show here. Maybe we'll get the intern to help with the with naming the episode.
Call me the intern.
That's, hey, that's the name.
If you keep this up, you'll be the outturn.
I'm glad we ended on a high note.
Yep. All right. The way we name our episodes here, we each go around and say a random word that contributes to the episode. We'll start going to Alex's right, around to me. Hit us with
Wait,
it.
Alex's right, like starting with Lucas?
No, we'll start with you. Like, you will start with you going to your right around.
Okay.
I could have said that more simply, but I didn't.
Nanaimo.
Are there rules?
All right, Nanaimo R. Intern, what you got?
Coin.
Nanaimo R coin. Steelers.
Can I change my word?
No.
Are Nanaimo coin stealers?
No. Nanaimo are coin stealers. People from Nanaimo are thieves, is what we're trying to say with this episode.
Don't go to Nanaimo.
Don't go to Nanaimo.
Avoid it at all costs.
All
go
your
into
possessions
Bay.
Will be stolen.
Yeah. And if you're hearing this in Nanaimo, make a change.
Turn off the radio.
Turn off the radio that you stole from someone
Quit
else's car.
Quit stealing stuff.
Quit stealing things. All right, we're going to leave you with that. Up next is African Rhythms with David Love Jones. I hope you have an amazing Friday night.
Thanks for having us on.
Hey, thanks for coming. We can see
you with us our first acoustic performance.
The first Nirvana Unplugged.
Yeah, our Banquet Lights, the band, the show, the podcast.
Classic. You can see them June 15th at
the Fringe.
July 4th at an undisclosed location.
Yeah, to see it hasn't been announced yet.
Oh, boy.
And then August 9th at the Roxy.
The Roxy with an opener.
Roxo.
The Roxo. All right. Bye, everyone. Have a good night. Stay safe, etc.
See ya. Yeah.